Oh, Buddha Hocking with some footy tips. Morning, Buddha.
Good morning, Mark. Is it nice and warm in the booth there?
It is quite nice, Buddha. What's it like at your place? I think it's only about 8 or 9 or something like that as the sun's coming up.
Out at here, he's got the shorts on, but it should warm up.
Oh, blimey. You're keen. You are keen. Now, just before we get into some tips, Buddha, rumblings this week that, you know, injuries and rotations and stuff in AFL at the moment. We were used to the short quarters last year. Are the quarters a bit long this year, do you think?
Yeah, it's a great point you make, Mark. I think that just at the moment, they're just trying to find sort of the happy medium of 16 minutes last year, and we all sort of enjoyed, you know, those games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but, you know, they were over and done with pretty quickly to try and squeeze the whole season in. But just this year, like you just mentioned, rotations, I think, are about 75. The game last week between Carlton and Brisbane went for 136 minutes. Like, that's just starting to wear not only the good players out that we want to go and see each week with our team, but also every player starting to sort of fall victim. If you look through the injury list, it's they're getting quite long, and I just think they need to reduce it back to a little bit, like 100 minutes, maybe at least 110 minutes. So the AFL have got some work to do there, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Let's get into some tips, shall we? It's going to be a big game tonight, Richmond and Bulldogs. What are your thoughts? It's a ripper.
Well, we just talked about injuries. So Prestia, Martin, Lambert, Grimes is doubtful, Vlossen as well from Richmond, and then Dunkley and English from the Dogs are out. So again, we're talking about injuries. Don't want to harp on it, but massive game. The Tigers are in a little bit of trouble, Mark. Your Tigers. So I'm going to tip the Dogs tonight to keep their record 7-0.
That's all right. You still seem like a reasonable bloke. That's fine. I tend to agree, but I can't tip against him. Both Millie and myself have gone for Richmond. Tomorrow at the G at 1:45, Collingwood, Gold Coast.
Yeah, massive game for the Pies. 1-5, Bucks out of contract. The goey back is a plus from concussion protocol. The Suns were very, very good last week, but I'll tip Collingwood just.
Yeah, same, Millie and myself. Adelaide and Giants tomorrow in Adelaide at 2:10.
I'll go to the Giants here.
Oh, wow, okay, we've both gone Adelaide. Well, we don't know anything. You're leading the tips anyway, so why should... That's not a surprise. Tomorrow afternoon, Marvel, 4:35, St Kilda and Hawthorn.
Yeah, I'm torn. I was tossing and turning all night over this one. Couldn't sleep too much. Do I go St Kilda? Do I go Hawthorn? I'll sway to the Hawks.
Yeah, we're both going Hawks as well. I don't know if it's worth losing sleep over, though, this game, but I know what you mean. We're off to the SCG Saturday night, Sydney, and the big one, Geelong.
Yeah, again, like Franklin, McCartan, Reid, Blakey, Rampy, Hewitt, all out to Sydney, and Koladasian and O'Connor fell victim from last week's 97-point thumping over West Coast down there. A GM HBA, that's hard to say. But look, young Clarkey looks like he's going to come in. He's been the sub. Narkle might be in. Constable all waiting to see whether they get a role. I think the Cats can get up there at Sydney. They are travelling, I think, by charter on the day, so that'll be different for them. But I'll tip the Cats.
Yeah, I'm going Cats as well. Mill thinks Sydney on the home deck might be worth a tip. Also, Saturday night, we've got Brisbane and Port at the Gabba.
Yeah, this is a really ripping game. No Neil, he's out for 6 to 8 weeks. That's going to hurt Brisbane, particularly around the midfield, because Port's got one of the best midfields in the competition. So tipping Port Adelaide.
Yep, same, both of us. We got Sunday now, 1:10 at Blundstone Arena in Tassie. North and Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Melbourne here. They just seem to be up and about. North, we know, are 0-6. I think they're going to be 0-7 by the end of this game. So, Melbourne.
It's a struggle for them, isn't it? What have we got? 3:20 at the MCG on Sunday. Essendon and Carlton. Should be a good one.
Yeah, ripping game. Always a beauty between these two old foes from many, 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 many years ago. They've always played good footy. Doesn't matter where they are on the ladder, they'll come out and they'll have a box on and a punch up and whatever you want to do. But Essendon really good form last week. Carlton just struggling to get some form. So I'm going to tip Essendon, and Ridley's back as well. So that's a big bonus for the Bombers.
All right, and the derby, whatever you like to call it, over in Perth. It's a twilight game on Sunday. West Coast and Frio.
Yeah, I like the Derby.
Derby.
Normally this game is just full of fights. They do hate each other, so yeah. I'm going to tip West Coast to bounce back from their thrashing against the Cats.
Beautiful. Same. Mill and I going for that. Buddha, thank you so much. Those tips will be up on the website a bit later, bay939.com.au. You have a wonderful weekend. And how's your St. Joey's? What's the go this weekend?
Newtown Chilwell at home at Drew Oval at 2:10, so that's going to be a ripping game. So hopefully everyone gets there and go Joey's.
Beautiful. Thanks, Buddha. Have a great weekend. 25 tomorrow. Great day. How good. Out with the ice fests nearly. Buddha Hocking with our tips this year. We'll catch up with Buddha on...